If you looked in a traditional English grammar book, you would learn that the sentence should be, "Someone left his bag on the train." The rule is to use the singular pronoun he when the gender of a person is not known. But if you asked native English speakers if there is something wrong with the sentence, many would probably answer no. The pronoun there is generally plural. The speaker was talking about just one person. However, American English speakers use their and they as singular pronouns all the time in spoken English. They use it when the gender of a person is not known. They also use it when they do not want to say the gender. Writers also try to use both he and she to show that they do not discriminate against females. They might also use he/she or him/her instead of choosing one singular pronoun. Another approach to this problem is to use a gender-neutral pronoun, a word that does not show gender. One place where these pronouns became popular is in virtual or online communities. In Sweden, two nursery schools have used the gender-neutral pronoun hen since 2012. The Swedish government started using hen this year and added it to the official dictionary. A student organization at the University of Wisconsin recommends using gender-neutral pronouns like those in the following chart to respect transgender individuals. Teresa Schmetting is an editor at the Daily Herald Media Group and a member of the American Copy Editors Society. At a recent meeting of the organization in Pittsburgh, she says some editors discussed the use of the pronoun they. Ms. Schmetting says some members were unhappy with the use of his or her in the stories.
Language is a constantly evolving thing, and we need to evolve. It's become so common in our language now that people frequently use the singular they all the time. My question is, what's the harm?
Writers look to books like the Chicago Manual of Style for the rules. This book says to use a plural noun, if possible, and to avoid using the singular pronouns him or her when the gender of the subject is not stated. For example, the sentence, "Each student brought his or her book to class," would change to, "The students brought their books to class." Ms. Schmetting says the most important thing for writers is to make the language easy to understand.
The overriding issue is clarity. We want people to understand what we're saying. So if people already understand when you use the singular they, what you mean, why make up a new word?
A look back at the history of English shows that great writers used they as a singular pronoun. Chaucer, writing in the 14th century, used it, as did Shakespeare, Jane Austen, and George Bernard Shaw. Then in the late 18th century, grammar writers said they should not be used as a singular pronoun. Today, many English speakers are saying that if everyone uses it, they must be right.